Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, sports fans. This is your favorite talk show host. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. We like it rough. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, we go to Pennsylvania for a precursor of things to come for the grand old party over the next 2 years. GOP governor of the great state, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, polled by none other than Karl Rove's organization himself, finds himself down by between 20 and as much as 25% to an unknown Democrat in Pennsylvania running for governor. Well, that ought to be a wake-up call not only for Tom Corbett, but for the entire GOP apparatus. It's rare that an incumbent governor would lose, but it's almost unheard of that an incumbent governor of any type would lose by as much as 20 to 25%, especially to an unknown, unnamed, heretofore untested opponent or challenger. Well, it just so happens that today that the Republican legislature in the great state, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, has decided to reverse itself, and yes, they will now accept Medicaid provided under Obamacare. Most of the Republican states have just thumbed their nose at that, but I think when it comes to Pennsylvania, the precariousness of the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, realizing that he has no way in hell of retaining his office, it's only fitting that they show their sign of desperation and concede and cave in, and yes, they will relinquish their opposition to all manner and forms of Obamacare, and they will, in fact, Medicaid the low-income citizens in their state. And it only needs to be said one more time why they have taken them this long, because Medicaid under Obamacare is virtually entirely 100% paid for. It's strictly idiotic, ideological reasoning on the part of not only the Republicans in Pennsylvania, but at least 27 other states. I think it's probably even as high as 35 states around the country. So Mr. Corbett is only the tip of the iceberg. John Boehner is out in Jackson Hole this week, and he's letting his well-heeled donors know that the Democratic Campaign Committee is out-hustling and out-fundraising the GOP. And I think you're going to see across the span and the board that the GOP is going to come out on the short end of the stick this coming November, because no matter where they turn, in addition, they have three P governors that are either have been indicted or will shortly be and are facing indictment for criminal political activity. The one who has been indicted is the Republican governor in Texas, Rick Perry, and the other two who will be no doubt indicted will be Chris Christie of New Jersey for the disastrous closing of the George Washington Bridge August 9th through August 13th. And, of course, the third and the last GOP governor in the hot seat would be Wisconsin's GOP governor, Scott Walker, who single-handedly and personally and directly solicited campaign funds to help him in his effort to ward off the recall movement in Wisconsin in 2012, something that is completely and diametrically against ethical campaign standards. So anyway you slice it or dice it, the GOP is headed for a crash landing. Certainly, if not in 2014, then if Hillary Clinton should decide to run in 2016, you can just kiss the GOP goodbye, and they will be replaced. There's no way they're going to sustain their forward momentum, because no one under the age of 30, most women, anyone who is a minority or is an ethnic in an ethnic group, will dare vote for a Republican. And certainly a good portion, well over half of anybody who calls themselves independents, they're either not going to vote, or if they do vote, they will not definitely, most definitely not vote for anyone under the GOP stripe. That's it for tonight. You can just stick a fork in the GOP. You heard it here first on Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, round third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.